I know that I have been missing, but don't blame me. I actually don't have anybody for you to blame, but like, don't blame me for sure. Just be happy that I'm even here, to be honest. So, hi guys, how are we doing? How has your life been? It's a new month, the month of September. Can't lie, oh my god, angel number 1111. Can't lie, this year has been so weird and it's about to end. This has been such a weird year for me. I mean, I won't say it's my worst, but it's probably like on the list of one of my worst years. Yeah, this year hasn't been fun at all. And I think it's because, you know, when you put so much effort, or not effort per se, but like you anticipate that this year is going to be like a good year, and then it ends up being such a rubbish year, and then you're like, but then I like, this was supposed to be my year. But you're putting so much energy into thinking, even though you're not going to actually put the your New Year's resolutions to work, you are just putting so much energy into thinking that this is supposed to be your good year that you actually forget to make it your good year, and then it ends up being a bad year. I don't know if you understand my drift, but then if you do, then welcome to my creative mind of thinking. Anyway guys, I hope that you've been doing okay. I hope you've been staying hydrated and eating well and talking to your family. And if your family annoys you, or talking to somebody that doesn't annoy you, hope everybody's okay. And then we're just here for another episode. So yeah.
I assure you, you didn't click on this podcast by mistake. And I really hope that you enjoy whatever topic it is that we're doing today. You're now listening to Ifwa Says with Ifwa.
Okay, so before we get into like the main topic of the day, I'm just going to give you guys a little update. So this past week, these 2 weeks that just passed, first I got my first paycheck, like first actual working job, like internship. I'm doing an internship, so like an actual 9-to-5 day job. And to be honest, for now we're still doing online, so I'm not actually going there, but I feel a sense of I don't know the word, but it's just opening my eyes to make me know that I truly can't do this when I'm done with school. Like I can't do this coming to work thing, logging in, going for endless meetings every day. Like I can't do it. I understand the benefits after the money and the experience and having their name, their organization to put on your resume or your CV, but I don't think that this life is for me. Like I look at my mom and then I'm like, my mom wakes up at 4:30 every morning to go to work. My mom's island is in Ikoyi. My mom's office is in Ikoyi and I live in Arepo. So my mom goes from Arepo to Ikoyi every single day. Every single day. I mean, before, except Friday, because COVID, when they were COVID time, they cut their work day short. So she stopped going on Fridays. But Monday to Thursday, morning to evening, my mom is in. And then even my dad works from home, but my dad still, his office is not in the country. Like, it's not based in the country. So he has to work according to their time difference. So when he's supposed to be asleep, he's on his computer doing work. And I'm like, can I do this? I don't know. Imagine I said I wanted to be an engineer or a quantity surveyor or a doctor or a lawyer or something. Like, wow. Wow. But then if this is like what you want to do, it's fine and everything. Like, go for it. To each their own. But I personally just can't see myself doing it. And I really hope that it doesn't have to resort to that. I really just hope that I get what I want to do, like, immediately. That I don't have to go through any sort of stress. So, it's just a hope. It's a prayer. It's something that I'm just holding on to for dear life. So, also, we're in second month of summer for me, for my school. Because, as I said, I don't know if I've said it, but then we ended late. We ended, like, end of July. And most people have already been at home since, like, end of June. So, most people are going back to school and us were still, like, on the second month of summer. To be honest, so far, my summer has been normal. Like, there's not been any problems. Like, nothing too serious. And I'm very happy. And I like it. I love it. I'm mostly in my house. Not even because I can't go out, just because I'm starting to like the comfort of my daddy's house. Everything is just like cool. Everything's fine. I'll be meeting a lot more people, having a lot more discussions, like very, very helpful and insightful discussions that I think maybe I'll start talking about them on here as well. So one of those discussions that I had with someone, actually it was a tweet. So let me look for the tweet. So the tweet said, it's from my friend. She said, saw a video today from one of my favorite TikTok creators, and she was basically speaking about regular media consumption for enjoyment versus a desire to be perceived as the part of a group of people who consume certain media. So basically what she was talking about is, okay, for example, there's the group of people who just like to listen to music, like maybe just listen to a specific person because they just like the person, not because they even want to embody that person. They just like the music that they bring up, and maybe they just like the way they behave, and that's fine. Most of these people, they never really like are involved in the person's life, or not like directly involved, but then they don't really follow them, like follow what they're doing on social media or anything. They're basically just following them to know like what's up. And then there's another group of people who only consume a certain type of media because they want to be accepted into a certain group in quotes, quote unquote, a certain group of people that actually also are involved in that media. So in my example, again, I would say the people that, for example, listen to Lana Del Rey, like, people that are actually into her music, there is a way that they behave and the way that they want to be seen, like their social media presence is one certain way. They want to look a certain way, sound a certain way, speak a certain way. Everything that, like, their thought processes is coming from one flow of kini. So that's basically like stan culture. And to be honest, I think I'm more of in the second group. Because there is a way, there's a certain way I want to be perceived, there's a certain way I want to look to people because of the type of maybe people I'm around or people I see on Instagram or TikTok or the music I listen to, the way I dress, stuff like that. And it's not bad. But it only becomes bad when you're like using this person to embody your whole life, you don't have a life of your own, a mind of your own. You're just like, oh no, how would Lana do this? And the only person that you're supposed to act like that for is Jesus or Allah or whatever religion you're practicing. That's the only that's the only person you're supposed to act like. But if this person is your God and you hold clung to their every word, okay, that's something that's not healthy. And I think that's what, like, I don't even know if I call it stan culture, but I'm going to give an example. Fan bases now, Cardi's fan base, Playboi Carti, the Barbs, Nicki Minaj. I won't lie, maybe if you don't know that Barbs are problematic, then well, look inwardly. Who again? The BTS army. God, they. Let me not delve into that too much. So, I'm basically just talking like, why do people feel the need to base off all their life decisions and life choices based off of what a particular singer or actress or model is doing? It's different if you admire them and you like them and you like what they're doing, but it's another thing entirely if your whole life is off of them. Do you understand? So, not saying this to bash anybody, because I do like me some Lana Del Rey and some SZA. So, I also saw another one that said dark femininity is not cute. Like, it was a TikTok. I don't remember what exactly she said, but she said dark femininity is not like a cute thing. That's all this like the girls that, you know, those videos that say how to make him obsessed with you, or how to make him fall in love with you, or that type of thing now. So, you know, we actually watch them just for media purposes. I don't know about you, but then that's what me, I do. I watch them for media consumption and purposes and entertainment solely. But girls that actually like register, or maybe not even girls, like anybody that register exactly what this girl is on, this random girl that probably lives in Ohio on TikTok is telling you, and you're using it to talk to Chukwuemeka. Hello. Hello. What works for one will not work for the other. So it's just best for you to understand yourself and know what you are before. Like, that's why if you see this type of TikToks, why do you need a video to tell you how to make a man to be obsessed with you? In fact, why do you even want a man to be obsessed with you? Why? No. Please be obsessed with money. It sounds bad, but then I'm telling you the truth. Get the bag. To be honest, that's what I'm trying to do. Side note, if you have any work for me, any work, please, oh, hit my line. Thank you. I used to put my Twitter in the bio and my email. So just send it to me. I will happily take it, because I'm looking for a job now. So back to what I was saying. Yeah, you don't need somebody else to tell you that do this and this and this and this. So that's why, back to my point about the TikTok, the dark femininity women, Amy Dunn, Jennifer Check, Alexa, I'll be sorry, Maddie Perez, like these are Maddie, Alexa, Euphoria, Amy Dunn, Gone Girl, Jennifer Check, Jennifer's Body, all these, you know, all these girls that, oh, man eater type of thing. I mean, this is like, it's not like saying they're bad people. Maybe in the movies they were bad people, but then they're kind of like, will I say an icon? Not really icon, but they're trying to represent female lead and female power, which I stand for, because obviously I'm a woman. But it's different if you live your life by everything that they like said or did. Only if it makes sense, like only if it's actually sensible in an objective view, that's when it's okay. But don't tell me that you are going to be framing men for murder and framing men for your rape. Like, that's what Amy John did. Like, don't tell me that's how you're going to live your life because a certain particular person or character on screen has done it and you think that is right. No, you need help. You need help. There's nothing again I can say. You just need help. So, yes, that's just basically it. I don't think dark femininity characters are like terrible people. I don't think that they are bad. It's nice to adore once in a while. But my main point is don't make it your whole life because it just seems weird. And I think, as I've said before, this topic stands in hand with stan culture. Now, what is stan culture? I'm going to give you the dictionary definition. Stan culture is the concept of stan. Wait, what am I saying? The concept of a stan is someone new. This is from Google. In fact, the term was first coined by Eminem all the way back in 2000 as a portmanteau of stalker and fan. Though the word was initially attributed to obsessive fans of celebrities and entertainers, it has recently be defined as someone who just takes a high interest in celebrities' lives. I think they still mean the same thing, to be honest. I think so. You see it from the internet. A stan is somebody that you are basically a stalker and a fan. Like, you know everything about this person. You know questionable things about this person. Now, to be honest, I'm not going to say I'm not going to completely bash it because I used to be a stan. In fact, I probably still am. Not really, actually. It was that year when I was so obsessed with YC. Any of my friends, like, in high school could say, like, I was so obsessed with YC. I knew his name, where he went to school, his mommy's date of birth. I knew. I did not rest until I saw him. And I did see him. I did. I saw him twice, even. Twice. I got the manager's number. They sent me on release music. Rude, that year was a good year for me. It was good. No problems at all. Just not. I was not even having problems. I was just okay. I was fine. Anyway, so. But now I think, like, I've calmed down with the whole stan thing. So. If you're a stan, it basically seems like you're obsessive. And it's not bad to an extent. I'm joking, no, please. Don't stan anybody except your mommy and your daddy. Because, even people that stan, like, quote-unquote, political figures, maybe somebody that is advocating for societal change, I still think it's weird. Because somebody that stands, for instance, Chimamanda, everybody is problematic in their own way. And if you can't see the problems that Chimamanda has brought forward for their generation, then I don't think that you are actually looking inward. You see, the thing about that, that's a very good point. The thing about stans is they only see what they want to see. They only believe what they want to believe. Anything bad about the person that they are standing is they're not going to listen to it. They don't want to talk about it. It's not going to be in their head. Take, for instance, this Kanye West scandal that has happened. I am a Kanye West fan. I love his music. I like his personality. Like maybe not sometimes the excessive, the compulsive ones, but I like his personality. I like his sense of humor, like stuff I've seen. He seems like a cool guy. But when push comes to shove, you have to realize that, okay, I understand that you have, like, a good intention at heart, but then at the same time, the way at which you are going about this is not acceptable. First of all, don't bring it to social media. We don't have to know. Secondly, again, we don't have to know. Like, that's basically the only thing. We don't have to know. Whatever he wants to do, he can do in the confines of his family house. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and he said, I don't understand that. Kanye does not have anything to lose. He really doesn't have anything to lose. Maybe that's why. And I'm like, okay, maybe that's why he's doing it on social media. Somebody that actually has something to lose would not bring it for the public to see. Because the public is the public. And like, you've seen how somebody can just make an innocent tweet, and then somebody that doesn't have work and has a lot of data will go down to their tweets, their old tweets, and look for shit that they've said in the past to come and counter what they are saying now. We've seen it with Buju, we've seen it with Soulja Boy, we've seen it with who again, even Cutty. So it's just that when people that have something to lose, they will not do this, like they won't put it online. So maybe that's why Kanye is doing what he's doing. But then what my whole point from this whole thing is that people that are stans, quote unquote, would not want to see the bad. They will only want to see the good. And I don't think that's a good trait. I think that there's something underlying, maybe a medical issue. I'm joking. But you shall understand what I'm talking about. And they'll obviously apply that in their everyday life. So let's say they have a friend or they're in a relationship that they is clearly not good. Or maybe they're benefiting from it, but then this person is not a good person to other people. But then when other people try to tell, like, this stand in quotes that your friend is, and or your boyfriend or your girlfriend is acting da-da-da-da-da, they will be like, no, 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 and they will defend to their last drop of blood. And then when the person now switches up, they will now be like, and I trusted you, I did everything. Meanwhile, you're just attributing that personality, that behavior from your stan culture into your personal friendships, into your personal relationships, and it's bad. Is not, if one person or maybe two people are telling you that one of your friends' behavior is bad, okay, is cool. Like, maybe you can just treat it with caution, shine your eye by yourself. But if a whole multitude of people are telling you that one of your friend's behavior is bad, then you have to look at your friend. You have to look at your friend. So that's what I'm saying. I won't say that your whole, like the whole public is credible, because some people are just actually out there to cause trouble and make havoc. But if like a whole bunch of people are saying that one person is problematic, then I think you need to look at the problematic person and stop looking at the people. Unless it's something like, is the scenario like, they are accusing somebody for doing something when the person said that they actually didn't do it, and you know that person didn't actually do it, then okay, that's different. But then if it's behavior wise and a whole bunch of people are telling you that one person is acting weird, then you have to look at the person that's acting weird, because I don't think a whole bunch of people just come and lie. Like, I mean, anything is possible, but I don't really think so. So yeah, that was just my whole piece on the aesthetic, stan culture, yapa yapa BS. So, but it's not, everything I'm said is not like to discourage you from having your own aesthetic. It's fine if you want to be a cocaine girl, like, do that. If you want to be a Lana Del Rey girl, go off. If you want to be a goth girl, do that. It's fine. If you want to wear, if you want to be a high fashion babe, do that. It's fine. But don't, like, I mean, we're more talking about the lives of other people. So dressing and accessorizing, and I don't think like it's bad, unless it's racist. Unless it's racist, then yeah, it's bad. culturally appropriating. Okay, yeah, then it's bad. But as far as you understand, like, the terms of what you're working with, then I think, like, you'll be okay. But also, don't try and force your beliefs on other people. Like, it's so somehow. But then that's another P for another day. So, yeah. Thank you guys for staying with me throughout this whole journey. I know that, like, this inconsistency is not a cute look. But then, just bear with me. I was in a very, very serious creative slump. And I didn't know what I was going to do to get out. But, but I'm here now. And I actually promise to be here, to be consistent, and to keep giving you guys quality content. To be honest, I was a bit afraid about this topic because I don't think, as I said, I don't think it's resonate with the general public, but the people that want to listen to it will listen to it. And still, even if you're not interested, but you're just listening to it because we're friends or you just like the sound of my voice, then I still appreciate you, because everything will still be working in my favor at the end of the day. So thank you guys, I really, really appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this episode today. I really appreciate you giving me your time, your energy, and your data or your Wi-Fi. Well, tune in next time for the next episode of Ifwa Says with Ifwa. Bye for now.